I'll declare today's meeting open at 4 p.m. Welcome everybody to the September Ordinary Council meeting. I would like to welcome you and open the meeting at 4 p.m. I would just like to remind everyone that all of our council meetings will be audio recorded. If you're going to be asking a public question or making a presentation or deputation for the meeting, it will be audio recorded. Members of the public are respectfully reminded that no visual or audio recording of this meeting is allowed other than the official recording being administered by the Shire staff. Number two, attendance apologies, approved leave of absence. We have all of our members of council here, except for Councillor Norton, who is an apology. We have all of our members of staff as listed here. There's nobody absent, we have no visitors, and nobody is on approved leave of absence. Three, response to previous questions taken on notice, there is none. Four, public question time, I will declare open at 4:01. Being no members of the public present, I will close public question time. Five, applications for and previously approved leave of absence and disclosures of interest.
We have a application from Councillor Martin in total
I can get somebody to move that application, please. Thank you, Councillor Martin. Somebody to second. Thank you, Councillor Barnes. Those in favour of the application, carried 6-0. 5.3, disclosures of interest. 6, petitions, deputations and presentations. We don't have any. 7, confirmation of minutes. 7.1, the ordinary meeting of council on the 20th of August 2025. If I could have somebody to move that, please. Councillor March and second, Councillor Leslie. Councillor March, did you need to speak on this?
No.
Councillor Leslie, any other councillors? No. All those in favour of the recommendation? Nobody's against? Carried. 7.2, other committee meetings. 7.2.1, the LHAG meeting. 7.2.2, the LEMP meeting. And 7.2.3, the Great Eastern Countries meeting. If I could have somebody to move that, please. Councillor Leslie. Second, it's Councillor Barr. Councillor Leslie, did you wish to speak? Councillor Barr.
No.
Any other councillor? Mm-hmm. All those in favour of the recommendation? There's no one against. It's carried. 8, announcement by presiding member without discussion. I would like to formally congratulate Councillors Leslie, Barnes and McHugh on being elected unopposed. We're very happy to have you remain on council and we look forward to working with you over the next 4 years, or two, for those of us that are up for re-election in 2 years' time. So well done and congratulations. 9, reports. 9.1, regulatory services. 9.2, finance reports. No finance reports due to the timing of this meeting. 9.3, Chief Executive Officer. 9.3.1, Amendment to Policy 11.3, Shire Accommodation Rental Charges. Peter, would you like to speak to this?
Yes, it's just I've noticed since a short time I've been here in relation to the rental charges for staff, and then some staff get paid a contribution back or are allowed some sort of subsidy, and it's very inconsistent and it's difficult for the finance staff to actually work out exactly how it should be going. So we'll try to look at what a net revenue would be in relation to the rental income after the subsidy and these sorts of things, and we decided that if we come up with a standard $50 a week rate for all of the staff in the houses in staff council accommodation, and with no subsidy being paid back, then it'd be a lot easier for us to just work out what's going on in relation to the housing and the rental and subsidy type of arrangement that's previously been in place. So suggesting or recommending to council that we look at a a flat rate of $50 for all staff, regardless of the size of the accommodation, because families in bigger houses and the smaller family numbers in a smaller accommodation. So we would, and you know, we're always looking at ways that we can attract and retain staff, and by providing reasonable accommodation with a cheaper rent, it might help us do that. There's no guarantees, but sure.
Sorry, just through the chair in regards to that, how are the staff that don't actually have shower accommodation going to feel about such a reduced rate? Would they, like, because obviously if they're renting privately because there's no rentals for shower to provide them, how is that going to sort of like the sort of like the feel between the staff and like works crew, would that affect them, if you know what I mean? Like, because obviously it's a special condition, obviously being a shower works house. Yeah. Like how would that affect them?
They get paid a subsidy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So if someone, if the staff member's in their own private residence,
yeah,
they get paid a subsidy.
Yeah.
And if someone's in a private rental property, then they would get paid a subsidy, okay, as well.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
So I just think that's something that council can consider in relation to the fairness to staff, easier in terms of trying to work it out, and fairness to all of the staff in terms of in-out accommodation, and hopefully can assist us to attract and retain some staff because they're not paying huge rental for the accommodation.
Thanks for that, Kater. I think we can go straight to the recommendation and then, you know, discuss the item further. We can do it within the process.
Yeah.
So if I can ask for a mover, please. Thank you, Councillor Harkins. Somebody to second. Councillor Barnes. Councillor Harkins, did you wish to speak on it?
No, I think I sort of agree there with the consistency and just making it a bit more uniform across. So should just make everyone's life a bit easier. And yeah, there may be some, you know, some people a bit disgruntled, but I'm sure that, yeah, that could be resolved. But I think everyone will see it.
Make it effective from 1st of October or something along those lines, so that we've got a date to work from rather than trying to backdate it.
Are you happy with that change, Councillor Harkins?
Yes, yeah,
Councillor Vaughan?
Yes, I'm comfortable with that.
So adding into the recommendation that the change will be effective from the 1st of October 2025. So we will go to the vote. And also, is in favour of the recommendation? Is nobody against? 9.4, Shire President. Self-explanatory, very short month, so no external meeting. Continue to meet with the acting CEO. I've also met Peter on his return, and we have done a little bit of a tour around the town site with our injured works. 10, new business of an urgent nature, there is none. 11, matters for which the meeting may be closed, there is none. So we'll close today's meeting at 4:10. Thank you, everybody, for your attendance and input.